first down and 10 of the 45. Play action. J.J. McCarthy lobs it wide open. Caught at the 10. 5. Touchdown, Colston Loveland. 45 yards. And Michigan reclaims the lead.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Gus Johnson on the call this past college football season on Fox. Before we get to our thoughts on the draft and J.J. McCarthy, did you see the video of Jim Harbaugh getting the 15-0 tattoo on his arm with the Michigan logo underneath? Oh, it's very funny. He's got this look on his face as it's being finished, like, this is my interpretation of it. A, I can't believe I'm doing this because I promised I would if we went undefeated. I can't believe this is actually happening. And B, wow, like, this really hurts. That's my interpretation of Harbaugh's face as it's getting done. So it's very funny for people that haven't seen the video. It's like all over social media. Drew Dinsick, the Whale Capper, joins us next hour. NFL draft and NBA playoffs with the Whale. And Ken and I will get back to the NBA postseason next hour on the show, run through all the series, more big picture thoughts on how to bet the NBA postseason and who's going to win the NBA championship. But let's do some NFL draft here off back-to-back outstanding interviews with Adam Chernoff and Eric Heger. And Ken, the theme of those interviews, or a lot of it, was kind of, if we aren't sure what Washington's going to do, then doesn't this have the opportunity to get a little nuts, right? And just like, how nuts could it get? And both Adam and Eric more so than Adam, but yeah, like, J.J. McCarthy could easily be the second pick. We don't know who Washington's going to take. We know it's going to be a quarterback. At least, it would be really shocking if they took, like, Marvin Harrison. So we think it's going to be a quarterback, right? They traded Sam Howell. Why does it have to be Daniels or Drake May? Why can't it be J.J. McCarthy if we know nothing? And Connor, what's the domino effect from there? So Ken, anything said by our guests, or anything that you and I have talked about today on or off air, that makes you want to do anything, or anything that you find interesting about betting the NFL draft a couple days away?
Yeah, I mean, I think the second overall pick is definitely interesting. You know, if you played out this draft 12 times with the information you knew right now, would McCarthy go one time? Because we don't know anything. Would it happen once? And it's tough to think probabilistically that way when it's like, they're going to decide, they're going to make a pick. We're not like playing a baseball game or something where both teams are going to win sometimes. But maybe he would go once with as little information as we have. Because it's really, it kind of comes down to this too, right? Like, there's two kinds of steam or two kinds of movement in a market, like the NFL draft, right? You have like the movement that's driven by like publicly available, like Adam Schefter tweets or something, right? So this is like all in the lead up to the draft. Last week, a month ago, today, tomorrow, Wednesday, like, and it's stuff everybody
tomorrow
sees. Yeah, depending on when you're listening to this, draft day. And so you have like, okay, well, like, this reporter said this, so this market moved, and maybe that's reflective of what the team is going to do, or maybe it's not. And there's plenty of examples historically of both, to be honest, and there, including plenty of examples where the reporting was incorrect, and where the reporter was misled, or where the team wanted everybody to think one thing because they were going to do another thing. Also, there's been examples of teams that were really straightforward with what they were going to do. I mean, you talked about like how the Giants used to operate, and that they used to just be like, yeah, we're taking this guy. Like, love him. It's like, oh, okay. And that would get bet too, right? And then there's like the steam the day of the draft leading up to the draft, which is much different, which is like kind of the alarm goes off and the pick is due and it's time, and then we actually know who's going to get picked, and that starts getting bet. And this happened last year with CJ Stroud with the second overall pick market, where we're sitting there all afternoon, and I'll tell the story a couple more times this week because there is a difference. Like, there's a difference between the tweet that you see from some whatever betting company today being like, odds on number two eyeball emoji. And it's like, yeah man, it's Monday, like, I'm good on whatever the eyeball emoji is. No, like, this isn't smart, whatever it is. And there's a difference between that and at like 6:05 p.m. Eastern time on draft day last year when CJ Stroud went from -120 to -5,000. Like, there's a difference between those two things. It's like, one of them was, well, Schefter said that, and the other one is like, it's CJ Stroud. Like, there's a difference between those two things. So I just would remind people, like, basically everything up to Thursday afternoon to a certain extent, I'm gonna view really speculatively or really pessimist, not pessim skeptically, be the right way to look at it. We're like, could be it, or not, or not at all. And just because we have so many examples, and we could even tell some other stories about last year if we want to, we thought it was gonna be this, then it was this, where we're, you just don't know. Until you know, and we're not gonna know until like Thursday when we get off the air, where we can be like, hey, you know, this just went to like -50,000. I think Drake May is gonna be the second overall pick because like we're out of time and people are trying to bet this. So I think just again would draw people's attention to big difference between we're there, it's the day of the draft, it's about to happen, this is getting bet hard. There's a difference between that and like Mel Kiper's latest mock has the Falcons taking Dallas Turner. Like a big difference between the line movement attached to those two things.
We need Tony Schiavone, like, be like, oh, sorry, everybody, ladies and gentlemen,
We're
we're
out of
out of
time.
time. That's, and the story, look, we'll
All
tell the
new Robin
story, I'm
Hood
sure,
coming up
also.
next. We gotta go.
I watched that whole series premiere of Robin Hood to get little snippets of Hogan versus the Giant because I was a huge nerd, still am. Last year, Will Levis was the favorite to be the number two choice at points during the week. He didn't even go in the first round, which again is like, that doesn't mean that like Jaden Daniels is not going in the first round or Drake May's not going in the first round. And I'll offer this up also, and I think you agree with me. We've been doing the show now. This is our, what, fifth NFL draft that we've done? 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, our fifth NFL draft. And I've been doing this for a long time. Like worked for NFL radio, like right out of college, was like in the NFL world, like ensconced in that world for a long time. I feel like the last couple years have been a little different, and people have been tweeting this. People that do sports betting content that I think are pretty smart, you know, Eagers tweeted this. I think like Cleve TA, who's been on the show, has tweeted this also. That the thought is that, you know, like the NFL is kind of like cracked down on teams because of gambling concerning the NFL draft, and information is not as good now. Now, whether that's true or not, my personal experience is the information that I feel like I've gotten the last couple years has either been like not great in the case of last year. It was good in a couple instances. People were convinced something was going to happen and then it didn't, or just feels to me like it's not as sturdy. That's just kind of how I feel the last couple years. And if that's true, I keep coming back to this conclusion. I think things have the opportunity to get really nuts. And maybe that happens on Thursday night. I think it's probable to happen on Thursday night. We'll get into that in a second, but you know, just talking about last year and the Thursday show we did last year as CJ Stroud just kept getting bet into oblivion to be the second overall pick. Rank the rush compared to like other betting rushes. Like Thursday NFL draft show when like we start to find out via the betting market what's actually going to happen.
Well, the crazy part was it took so long last year. That and that's a big difference. And you know, we the tra which draft was Trey Lance? Was that 21?
21. Yep.
So the 21
Everyone was
draft.
convinced they were t everyone was convinced they were taking Mac Jones. We reported right before we went off the air that they were taking Trey Lance.
And you know, compare that to the Monday of that draft week. I don't remember what Mac Jones was to be the third overall pick. So, you know, like maybe he was minus a lot. He was definitely a favorite. We wouldn't have even like talked about that pick on the show on Monday of draft week. And then look at how things transpired from then until the day of the draft. Now, to be fair, that information got out the night before. I remember being awake when it started getting bet, and then a couple like really prominent people in the space kind of like tweeted about it that they had bet it fairly aggressively, and it really took off in the morning when everybody woke up to like, whoa, like what just happened in this market for the third overall pick. But that was like overnight Wednesday night. And then some of the other stuff that we bet that year, the year before, the year after, like it felt like we got it sooner. Like we got it a day before, 12 hours before, that morning at least, something like that. And we have gotten some great information where you wish you were at a different point in your, like if I had the liquidity I had now 3 years ago when we got like, no, Aiden Hutchinson's like signed the contract, he's going second, and he was like -120 and everybody was betting Thibodeau. I was like, well, I wish I was like I am now, like way, way richer, so that I could take advantage of that information better than just like, yeah, like this is what I can bet and that's what it is, and it's great, but I yearn for that kind of information now with what's at my disposal. It's we just but we didn't last year we just didn't get it. And we didn't Stroud didn't even get bet really hard until I don't know. Like, we got off the air at 7. 6:15?
6:30?
Yeah, like,
6:30
something
even?
like that. I mean, I have the multi-way up at a couple places that allow rebets, especially. That's always going to be a good sign because think about it, you have the information. And look, if you really know how to do this, then you're going to have like the path that you want to navigate to bet this stuff. You're going to try to bet it as often as possible at the places that aren't on the screen, right? Like apps that people don't have access to and locals, and you're going to try to hit it there everywhere first before you hit the screen, before you can hit the places that everybody can see, because once everybody sees it, it's game over and they're gonna bet it. So like there's a way to navigate it if you really like worked at it. But even if you weren't that good at it, maybe you're like Jontay Porter or something, and you're just like, look, I know this and I just want to go bet it. Had the multiways up, like Stroud didn't change until like an hour before the draft. And then there was just you could just tell the board had been so quiet. Like second overall pick, Stroud was a really small favorite, but it was kind of going back and forth with him and Levis. Richardson was the favorite to be the third overall pick for a little bit, but then Levis ended up like the day of the draft being the favorite. Richardson was the favorite to be the fourth overall pick. Then it was kind of Levis. You didn't really know, but nothing was getting bet. It wasn't like there was disagreement. There was just no one interested. There wasn't disagreement. There was just nothing. And no, like lights weren't flashing, nothing going off on the screen. And then at like 6:15, it's just like, I remember typing in the chat and we were doing a segment and I was like, hey, like Stroud just went like -120 to 180 and he hadn't done that the whole day. I was like, well, now it's 240 and like the domestics won't move that fast. And I was like, well, now it's 280. And I was like, we got to a break and it's like, like red alert time for everybody, basically. Like seek out all of your domestic sports books and start jamming because like this doesn't happen unless it's like there's no head fake on this kind of. There's not enough time to the draft to try to head fake the market like this. Be like, let's make everyone think it's Stroud, and then at 59 we'll come in on this. Like it's too sloppy. You can't make it work like that, unfortunately. And if someone ever could, it'd be really fun to track. So that was crazy. But that was an hour before. So like it's Monday. We didn't know it was Stroud until an hour before. We didn't know they had traded for Anderson in the third overall pick until an hour before, until less. So let's just keep that in mind when all of this steam is getting tweeted and reported as like, whoa, like who knows something? Like maybe nobody yet. Maybe nobody.
Jaden Daniels on Monday bet out now to -375 to go second overall. Drake May now -190 to be the third overall pick. We'll do a little more on this to start next hour. The Whale Capper will join us as well, and more on the NBA postseason. Hour 3, You Better You Bet, Monday, coming up next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. On the BetQ.